Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.
Dumb's Hit Music Station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined by Bronwyn O'Neill, who's content creator with evoke.ie. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good. So we do have the Golden Globes kicking off this evening. Not too long to go.
No, definitely not. It kicks off at 1 a.m. our time in the States. So we're almost there.
Yeah. So what can we expect from this year's show? Because obviously it's going to be a bit different to normal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be mostly online, I guess, kind of Zoomy, like they did the Emmys. So this year, once again, it's being presented by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but they're not together. Tina is going to be in New York while Amy is over in Los Angeles. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because their chemistry is really amazing, but will it work over Zoom, I guess?
Yeah, I suppose we're also used to Zoom now, that maybe we'll, you know, we'll just accept it.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. And sure, only good things can come from it, because I'm sure they'll have some surprise as well to keep us entertained. So
definitely. And I know those ladies can work on their feet, so I'm sure we'll have a lot of laughs with them.
So tell us some of the nominees that we can expect this evening.
Well, obviously, we have some very exciting Irish nominees. Mm-hmm. We have Normal People up for the limited series, which is really, really exciting because obviously it was the show that everyone was talking about last year. It's up against shows like The Queen's Gambit, The Undoing, Unorthodox and Small Axe. Mm-hmm. Paul Mescal isn't up for a nomination. He obviously got his Emmy nomination last year. Lost out to Mark Ruffalo, which, I mean, for someone who hadn't been on the telly, mm-hmm. like Normal People was his first role, to be in that category was amazing within itself. So, I mean, it's not too bad.
No, it's quite good for a shout. Like,
definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's a long way from him in the back of the bus talking about Denny's sausages.
Exactly, yeah. So, I forgot he did that. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he's A-list material now. But we have Daisy Edgar-Jones up for Normal People, and she's practically Irish at this point. Mm-hmm. She did a very, very convincing Irish accent, so I've just adopted her. She's just incredible. She is up against Cate Blanchett, Nicole Kidman, Anya Taylor-Joy, who is, I think, going to take it home. She was in The Queen's Gambit. I think mm-hmm. The Queen's Gambit is kind of the favourite to win all those kind of awards tonight, which, fair enough, it did amazing in Netflix. It was one of the most watched shows. Mm-hmm. While I will be sad that Daisy doesn't walk away with the award, she is just starting her career. She's in Fresh with Marvel star Sebastian Stan. That's filming now in the States, mm-hmm. and she's going to be in Where the Crawdads Sing, which is Reese Witherspoon's production of the best-selling novel.
Oh, yes.
So I'm sure her award ceremony career is just beginning. So I think we're going to see her for many, many years on the red carpet, which we obviously won't see her tonight, which is mm-hmm. going to be sad, but we will probably see some sort of fashion. Another really exciting segment is the animation awards, and obviously we have Wolfwalkers, which is the Irish
yes.
Animated film, which I love. I think it's so, so beautiful. I think Irish animation is gorgeous. It's the third film in Tom Moore's Irish folklore trilogy, so that's The Secret of Kells and Song of the Sea. So this is the last film to kind of tie all those really beautiful stories together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as much as I love it, and a lot of critics have loved it, it is up against Disney. So okay. It's up against Soul and Onward, which kind of are the favourite to win. I think Soul is going to take it tonight. Unfortunately for us, it's still a beautiful film, but I mean, when you're up against Disney and Netflix and DreamWorks, I think, you know, you're kind of just happy to be there, I suppose.
Yeah, what great company to be in. Like,
yeah, definitely. I mean, Pixar wins basically every year. Mm. I think one of the only years they didn't win was with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. which was just such a beautiful film, and it just kind of blew everyone away. Well, critics and the people who nominated the film, I think, were shocked by it. I think anyone who went to the cinema to see Into the Spider-Verse mm-hmm. was not shocked that it was going to be the big winner of the night, because it was just, it's one of my favourite films, and it's just so beautiful.
I never actually got to see it, but I had a friend who was very vocal on his opinions on it.
It's such a great film. It's so beautifully animated. I love it so much. I've forced all my friends, all my siblings to watch it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's gorgeous. So I was really happy it won, but I don't think we're going to have another cult classic when there's two Disneys in there, unfortunately.
I heard wonderful things about Soul, though.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. It's such a beautiful film, and it's obviously for kids. It is a Disney movie, but when you're watching it as an adult, you get kind of the jokes that they don't get, and you're like, wow, deep for a kids film. So it's probably a well-deserved winner. I just think, you know, Irish talent could, you know, do it a win too.
Absolutely, sure. We'll always back the Irish.
Exactly, and that's a great way for me to talk about Brendan Gleeson, who is obviously up for his role as Trump, and he's up against one of my favourite actors, John Boyega, who is kind of the favourite to win with Small Axe, and I think he should win. I love John Boyega so much. I think he deserves to win because he's such a great actor, and I don't think he ever really gets his dues when it comes to being on screen. Especially with Star Wars and all that drama. So it's really great to see him kind of get the respect and the nominations and hopefully awards that he deserves. Mm-hmm. But it will be sad to see Brendan Gleeson lose, because he was incredible as Trump. Like, he really embodied him, which is pretty difficult to do, because Brendan Gleeson seems like such a lovely man. But it's going to be exciting to see John Boyega hopefully win that award tonight, because he really, really deserves it. And I'm sure, like, Brendan can dust off his other trophies that he's won in the past.
And was there any surprises for you in relation to nominees?
I think Emily in Paris was my big surprise. Mm. I loved watching it on Netflix. It came at such a lovely time where we were all kind of down in the dumps. We couldn't leave our houses. We were miserable. The weather outside was terrible. And then we got to follow Lily Collins in sun-soaked France. It was so gorgeous. It was so beautiful. The outfits were a bit OTT for my taste, but like, still really dramatic and fun. And
while dreaming of Paris and you know, eating bread again and sunshine.
I bought a beret after watching it,
because
I was convinced. I was like, I'm going to Paris now. I'm off. I'm going to become an influencer in Paris, and I haven't left my house. So,
It can still happen.
Next year, I'm going to say this year is kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
Next year it will happen. But so I was a bit shocked when Emily in Paris was nominated.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's up against Schitt's Creek, which is one of my favorite TV shows. I wish Schitt's Creek would win all the nominations or all the awards again. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Ted Lasso is going to come in and win that. It's a new Apple TV series, which is kind of being raved about. People really, really love it.
Mm-hmm.
So while Emily in Paris really shocked me, I don't think it will get the award. Maybe it could. It could surprise me again. And I think Lily Collins, as beautiful and amazing as she is, will probably be beaten by Kaylee Cuoco for that award.
Mm-hmm.
But if Lily could get an award for her eyebrows, I would definitely, definitely think that she should win that, because she just has gorgeous beauty looks, and I think she just looked incredible in Emily in Paris, and I cannot wait for season two.
Yes, because that has been confirmed, so it is happening. So we'll just have to sit tight for it.
yes, and we can go back to Paris, even though we're probably won't be going there anytime soon.
It'll be a little while, it will, for sure. Do you think we're going to see any red carpet kind of outfits? Is it likely?
There is no red carpet tonight. There will be an E! Pre-show where they interview the celebrities rather than have them talk about their outfits. But like the Emmys, stars did get dressed up. The designers did send them out clothes. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we will see some style and some fashion. And obviously, with Amy and Tina presenting, they will probably have to get a bit dressed up. Mm-hmm. Now, knowing them too, they'll probably rock up in their pajamas and
probably,
you know,
actually. Probably big fluffy slippers.
I'd love to see it. Probably more chic than most chic outfits. They'll probably be in their like Gucci loungewear. And something that I'm really, really excited about this year is the Best Director category, because it has three women nominated. So it took them 92 years to nominate five women, and they made history this year by nominating three all in one go. Chloe Zhao is the favourite to win, and she directed Nomadland, which has been the favourite to win for, or the favourite to kind of win all nominations and all awards this season. After it kind of swept everything in Venice in September, she's obviously a really, 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 really deserves this hype because she just made this gorgeous film. And she is up against Emerald Fennell, who directed Promising Young Woman, which hasn't come out here yet, but it just looks really, really incredible. It has Carey Mulligan in it, and it's kind of been really, again, hyped up in the past couple of months. It was, I think, advertised first around this time last year, and obviously it hasn't come out yet. I think it just came out in the States, which is where the hype is really getting from. And then we have Regina King, who directed One Night in Miami, who was also kind of another big name who could win it tonight, because you never know if the Golden Globes, the Oscars, kind of, once you know who's nominated, you can kind of guess what's going to happen. But the Golden Globes are a bit mad. So I hope that we do see a woman be winning tonight. It will be the second woman ever. Barbara Streisand is the only woman ever to win the Golden Globe for Best Director.
Wow.
So hopefully we see another woman tonight, because, I mean, they're well deserving to win it tonight.
So as we say, it is going out at 1 a.m. Irish time this evening, or tomorrow morning, depending on how you look at it. But it is being broadcast on RTÉ tomorrow evening at, well, I think it's a pre-show at 9, and then the actual awards happening at 9:30.
Yeah, so on RTÉ 2, we'll see it all go down and how it's going to happen, because I think the actual award shows can be quite boring, you know, there's so much waiting around. But I think these new Zoomy ones are quite interesting, because I love to see if there's some malfunctions in technology and what exactly how they're going to do it.
Dealing with the same things we are, you know. Lots of
some real celeb.
Amazing. So how can people keep up to date what you're up to, Bronwyn?
They can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is Bronwyn_O'Neill7 on both of them. And that's where they can find me.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about that. There's so much, and it's going to be a busy show, no doubt.
Definitely. I'm sure there's going to be some surprises on the night
maybe,
as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who wins now.
Definitely. I'm really crossing all my fingers for the Irish nominations.
Yes.
And Daisy, she counts as well.
100%. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.